kayak on a budget. I bought an inexpensive kayak. Now what? Feature article by Paul Fazinski. For many of us, the allure of high-end fishing-specific kayaks is undeniable. They're easy to haul, can squeeze into tighter spots than traditional fishing boats, and allow us to get a little exercise somewhere along the way. But with price tags that can soar upwards of $5,000, not everyone can afford these top-tier vessels. However, with a bit of ingenuity and resourcefulness, you can transform an ordinary kayak from a big box store, academy, or your local outfitter into a fishing powerhouse. While those state-of-the-art kayaks with all the bells and whistles are tempting, there's no need to break the bank. In this piece, I'll guide you through the process of turning any standard kayak into a formidable fishing machine. Once you've obtained a kayak, a few essential additions will have you casting lines in no time. The list of bare essentials are as follows: rod holders, an anchor, rope to secure an anchor, a fish finder mount, transducer mount, a battery, and a life jacket. Let's break this list down item by item and build a lean, mean, fishing kayak. First things first, you need a kayak. It doesn't have to be fancy, it simply needs to float and be rated to hold your weight. Whether it's a sit-on-top or a sit-inside model, as long as it can navigate waters smoothly, you're good to go. Unless you plan on going where the waves take you, you will also need a paddle. It doesn't have to be the most high-end paddle either, but a lesson I have learned over the years is that the lighter the paddle, the less tired you will get while out on the water, so take that into consideration. If your kayak doesn't come equipped with a rod holder, it's time to get one, or if you are picky about what rods you use, a few. There's a plethora of third-party rod holders available online. I've had great success with the Scotty brand and their interchangeable rail system. They make rod holders for all the different types of fishing rods, spinning reels, baitcasters, and fly reels. These mount directly to your kayak with a few simple screws. Given unpredictable winds that can pop up at any time while you're out on the water, an anchor is indispensable. While any old anchor will do, consider the type of water body you'll be fishing in. There are several options for both river and lake anchors that are readily available online and in most outfitters. The most annoying part of hauling around an anchor is the problem of where to store all the rope you need to bring along to use it. There are a few good solutions that I have found. The Scotty Deck Mount Anchor Lock System is a game changer. It allows you to easily lower and retrieve your anchor with one hand. As a great secondary and more affordable option, a simple retractable dog leash will get the job done. You can find these just about anywhere, and I have used mine many times out on the water and have never had issues. The best part is that, once you are done fishing, the line simply retracts back into the leash and you have no rope to tangle you up. Before running to the store and grabbing one, make sure that the leash is long enough to reach the depths that you will be fishing in. While not essential, a fish finder can elevate your fishing success. It's not solely about locating fish, but, more so, about viewing and understanding the terrain beneath you where fish will potentially be. The Garmin Striker Plus 4 has served me very well, offering a range of features including water temperature reading, accurate depth reading, and GPS mapping. I specifically sought out this model because the mapping allows me to mark locations on any water body so I can easily return to them at any time. My favorite thing about this fish finder is that it doesn't break the bank and comes with everything you need to get out on the water aside from a battery. To solve this problem, I hooked up a small jet ski battery that I had laying around and I was good to go. If you want to add a little more protection to your battery, you can buy a plastic ammo box, drill a small hole in the top for the wires to pass through, and add a waterproof cable seal of some sort where it comes through the box. Aside from a battery, you will also need a way to mount the fish finder to your kayak. Scotty again saves the day with their fish finder and transducer arm mounts. I was able to mount my fish finder directly in front of me in the kayak, and I mounted the transducer arm to the side so I can easily lift it up and down while passing through heavy weed cover or if I am pulling onto shore. Before drilling any holes though, make sure your paddle isn't going to smack the transducer arm while you're underway. With all these additions, your kayak might feel a tad different while you're paddling, so always prioritize safety. I've invested in a fishing-specific life jacket, ensuring I'm safe while chasing those big catches. There are a ton of options to choose from online, but don't let yourself get overwhelmed. I like a simple jacket with a few spots to hang useful tools like scissors for cutting line, pliers, and anything else you need to have at hand while sitting in your kayak. Don't let the price tags of branded fishing kayaks deter you. With some grit, creativity, and a DIY mentality, you can craft the perfect fishing kayak tailored to your needs. After all, it's not just about the gear, it's about the passion and the thrill of the catch. So gear up, head out, and let the waters surprise you. Thanks for listening.